dress. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Sunday. You are listening to Whatever Works on KCAA, 1050 AM and Express 106.5 FM, the stations that leave no listener behind. I am your co-host, Kyle Kerrigan. Sam is running a little late, but tonight we have two very special guests we are interviewing. They actually have the hour block before us. I highly recommend catching their show. It's called Inner Peace. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
And I'm Lupe Garcia, the host, and my co-host, Brenda Cruz.
Brenda Cruz, awesome. Before we jump into it, let me just get a shout out to our sponsor, snjradio.com. No negative news, no politics, just feel good music. So awesome. I was actually on their show as a guest in the last block, and now I'm interviewing them. And Sam should be here shortly, and I'm sure he's got some questions for you guys.
Wonderful. We're ready. We're ready to answer any questions.
Awesome.
What do you have for us?
So, okay, so you guys started doing the show a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, we're actually just barely, I'm going to say, 4 weeks into it.
Wow, a month.
Yep.
So kind of talk us how your mindset of on like your first episode to now, like, has that changed at all, or like perspectives?
I think it has. It's been, now it's getting a lot more comfortable.
Yeah.
It's a lot, feeling a little less nerve-wracking.
Right, definitely.
It's feeling more, I'm feeling more me on the mic.
Yeah.
Which is new. But I'm really enjoying it. I think the first time around, we were a little bit nervous. Don't you think, Brenda?
Last time?
The first time?
Yes.
Yeah. No, definitely. But yeah, so we've actually had the show for about 4 years now. 3 years I've been a part of it. So
beautiful. Wow.
And I had butterflies the very first show. It was actually on Halloween 3 years ago.
Okay.
So it'll be my 4 year anniversary this Halloween. Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
for
you.
That.
Yeah.
4 years?
Yeah,
congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And so, you know, it's definitely been a blessing. And Sam and I got to share our experiences in growing up, because, like I told you guys before, I grew up with him.
That's beautiful.
And so, you know, I see him as my little brother. I don't see him as anything else. And so yeah, and you know, we've had a ton of guests over the last 3 years. Lots of laughs, and you know, now I'm pretty excited to interview you guys for this hour. You know,
well,
get
now
to know.
I'm gonna have to share with you how I met Brenda and
who we are,
because Brenda is she drags me places.
I love that.
She's my best friend. I say I might not be your best friend, but you are my best friend, because you are my only friend.
Yo,
I may have a lot of followers on social media. I may have a lot of likes, but Brenda is a one and only friend.
Yeah.
She introduced me to the Course of Miracles. She took me into workshops for inner growth, and that's actually where we met quite a few years ago.
Okay.
And her and I, we've skydived together.
Oh, wow.
She wanted us to do a bucket list.
That's amazing. Yeah.
And she's very daring, because I barely knew her, and we had to do a challenge in one of these workshops.
Yeah.
I barely knew her, barely. Mm-hmm. And she is an imitator. I bet you didn't know that about her.
Oh, really?
She imitates artists. And okay. I was at this personal growth workshop, and I was like new. I was like, they were telling me, okay, well, you have to supersede your fears. You got to get to know who you are. Yeah. And you got to just... And she comes to me, and she was actually serving at this retreat. And she tells me, well, I'm going to need someone to help me with my show. And she looks at me, are you ready to join me? And I said, what are you doing? She says, I'm interpreting Gloria Trevi. Gloria Trevi is a famous artist in the Latin community, but she is very daring,
crazy.
Very crazy, very daring. She dresses very daring, and she sings very daring. And and I looked at her, and she says, but you're going to join me, right? And and I looked at her like, oh, okay, because I'm daring, but I like don't do things like this.
Right, yeah.
It takes me a second before I'll go out in public and do things.
Right.
She gets the mic and she gets on top of a table with a little skirt and she pushes people over and she's singing in their face and I'm going in the back. Okay, just imagine this, okay. And I'm in the back going la, 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 la and singing and going... I don't know what to do. Why am I up here? But I was just her moral support. And after that night, I decided she'd be my best friend.
That's amazing. Yeah.
So that's how we met. Yeah. And right after that, she told me, you have to do this course. And I said, I have to pray about it. Let me do my novenas because, you know, yeah, I am very, very, very Catholic.
Right.
So I was like, I'm going to pray to the Virgencita. I'm going to do my novenas. Yeah. Make sure this is not a cult. Make sure she's not getting me into anything crazy. I was like, and she comes over one day and she says, Lupe, she give me your phone. Give me your phone. And I said, what are you doing? And she's like, she came over with the excuse to sell me makeup. And I said, well, I'll buy you your products. I like you already. So I bought her products. And she says, give me your phone. And I said, what are you doing? She says, I'm going to sign you up to this course. And she grabs my phone, sends the message to the teacher and says, we're starting. And, oh, our teacher lives in Spain, by the way. And we've been with him 4 years for this mind training. And she says, you're joining this course. And I just texted the teacher that you accepted. And I looked at her and I said, okay. I said, I guess that's the spirit. Because I was praying and trying to figure this out anyway. But that's how she brought me over to where we're at now. Yeah, it's, and it's transformed my life. So I couldn't be more grateful with my friend here, Brenda.
Thank you. Thank you, Lupita.
That's how we became.
That's amazing.
That's how we met each other.
That's hilarious.
What is really funny from Lupita is that she went like, I want everything like lovely and calm and
romantic.
And our teacher is like, okay, pay attention. Do this and this and this. You need to be in peace. And she was like, are you sure I'm in the right way? Because there's another teacher from Course of Miracles that are very romantic. But
I was actually following one that every time he does on social media that he shares his lessons and stuff because it's a mental program. Yes, so there's a lot of teachers out there. And this one always has like birds singing in the back and it's like, oh, okay. And when she told me, I said, oh, I already found my teacher. I know who I'm going to, but you know, you think you know what you're doing and you know, you think you know who you want, but the Holy Spirit knows who your teacher should be.
Right.
And she brought him over to me and I was like, okay, I guess he's the right one. And he's been an awesome teacher.
That's amazing.
There's a big, big change. Since I met Lupita dancing Gloria Trevi, this is a big, big change because I became a little bit more introspective.
And I was like, quiet
yeah, oh, and now yeah, she's like,
she pass it on.
Yes, let's do the radio. Let's do this.
I've been pulling her over. I said, you got me into this? You're coming to the radio show with me.
Yeah,
you're not leaving me.
It wasn't
behind.
In my mind. Right. I said, God, I talk with God and I say, you know, my English is how Celia said, not very good looking. I don't know. But Lupita was, you're going to be with me because you're ready and the spirit is ready.
And you got me into this and you're going to hang with me for the rest of my life, whether you like it or not.
That's hilarious.
Yes. And we're together and we're having fun. And I feel comfortable, confident. Sometimes I need to ask Lupita for translation.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, that's fine.
So, you know.
And that's how we got to meet each other.
That's awesome. We all need a Brenda.
Yeah. Yes, you do, because she will pull you to do things that you do not want to do.
Amen.
And I think she came over one day, too. I told her. I said another anecdote because I have many with her.
Right, yeah.
As you can tell. So I told her, I said, hey, you know, I buy a lot of clothes and I'm all into looking cute and pretty. And I have too much clothes in my closet. I'm going to do some house cleaning. You need to come over. And I said, maybe there's something you'll like or I can give you, you know, share. Yes. And she comes over and she says, well, guess what? You think you're cleaning your house, but the spirit sent me to clean your inside house. She did. Oh. She did so much therapy in me that day. I said that was a full-on exorcism. It was like, oh my God. She did so much therapy on that day. I was like, it was insane. I would fall and I'd get up. I would fall and I'd get up and I'd cry. It was like a mini retreat,
right? Yeah.
Seven times around. But it was beautiful, and she came over. She listened. Mm-hmm. She listened to the spirit, and she did what she needed to do, and she did a great job at it. Yes.
I'm feel grateful with Lupe right now in my life, because for doing things, I'm like, okay, no, I'm very good in my house and doing my Curse of Miracles in my space. Now Lupe is, let's go to social media. Let's go to the radio. Let's go outside. Let's go to
function. It's our function.
That's hilarious.
Yes, it's our function. But the compliment is been very, very nice.
I like the camera. I like the audio. Yes, I like to look pretty and cute. And I said, Brenda, you're coming with me, because we just got to do it. Because we're doing it's beautiful service.
Yes. Yeah.
Inner peace is so needed in the world. I mean, we hear the news, and it's like, I you know, this is like prophecy, because I had told her, didn't I tell you, Brenda?
Mm-hmm.
I told her, I think we were in our second or third year in the course, and I told her, well, you know, the newscast and the TV and everything is always about bad news. You and I are going to have our own TV channel, and we're going to share the good news. And it's going to be the good news, not the bad news in the world. And we laughed about it. Mm-hmm. And now we're sitting here with our own hour of airtime on the radio. And I told her, oh, it was a prophecy, I told you.
It was.
And things are going to get bigger and greater. Yeah.
And I would like you to share, because it was the first time listening, both of us.
Definitely.
I would like you to share, what do you receive in our talking the hour before, please?
Oh, of course. Yeah. So I really like the layout of your guys' show, and how you kind of bring your own experiences into the piece. And after I speak, I kind of want to learn more about what's the book called?
Course of Miracles?
Yeah, The Course in Miracles, because I've actually never heard of it. And so, you know, just kind of getting to know people on a personal level is my favorite thing, because I feel like that's what God called me to do. And, to actually like 6 years ago, if you told me that I was going to go to all the different countries, be on the radio, I would have been like, that's crazy.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because, you know, I always lived in the moment, but, you know, I trust in the Lord, and I said I wanted to do something better and use my gifts a little bit more. And so that's what God has allowed me to do. And I can see it for both of you guys, too, you know.
And you know, when you share the gifts from heaven, though, and you live them out on a daily basis, you cannot but be happy.
Right.
Because the only inheritance, the Course says it, the only two things that we get from heaven is joy and peace. We got nothing else. There's no sadness, there's no anger, there's no fear. So any emotion that's outside of joy and peace, then let's look into your mind, let's figure out what you're thinking, and let's look at it with complete honesty. But you have to be truly honest, because a lot of times we don't want to go into those spaces.
Right.
You know, and that is where we, now that have been trained for so many years through an awesome teacher in Spain. He's amazing. He is just amazing. And he doesn't fold. He's like Jesus. He's like, this is the way it is, and you either do it or you're.
Yes.
It's like black and white. There ain't no gray. Yeah. And I've always said that.
I love that too.
I've always said that to my kids. There's only black and white. There is no gray. So you got to choose. You either want love or you want fear. You want peace, or you want chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pick it. You got to choose it. There's no
way. That's the free will. That's
the free will.
Yeah.
But that brings me to say that, so we've trained in psychotherapy, and now we give psychotherapy sessions. So that's besides amazing. Being on the radio for 1 hour on Sundays, from, you know, for inner peace, we provide therapy sessions as well.
That's awesome. You know how I was telling you guys I went to school for theology? Mm-hmm. I also went to school for psychology.
Oh, beautiful. Interesting.
But I changed my major so many times because I did not know what I wanted to do. So yes. I went into graphic design, then I went to psychology, and then I went into computer science, astrophysics.
Oh, wow.
Didn't want to do that. I just couldn't sit still.
So you're an artist too, huh?
Yes. Yeah. And so God, I think God is calling me to people. To talk to people and
unity. It's always unity. Now, Brenda here is I don't know if she's gonna share, but when I met her, she said she was 99% music and 1% human.
I love that.
So when yes. she did the Gloria Trevi trial with me, I said she's also a beautiful dancer. She can dance. She has a lot of art in her as mm-hmm. well. I went to college for fine arts. I wanted to be an art teacher or join like the art gallery, just have something out there.
Right, yeah.
So now I'm thinking that real artists come out of their shell, and mm-hmm. that's why we're here on the radio now.
Amen. I love that.
When I hear Lupita, I think how beautiful is express beautiful things about other people, because we're always talking about ourselves. And she is as beautiful as she's talking.
You're so
yes,
sweet.
Very lovely.
How could I not yeah. love her?
Yeah, because when I'm being so, sometimes I think I'm rude or too strict, like, and she's like, yeah. Let's calm down and let's see this the lovely way and yeah. soft. I said, okay, good. It's yeah. a good combination.
she can scare me. She has scared me many times because she's got that straight face. Like, Lupe, you're not doing your training. Lupe, what's going on? Like, she sets me straight. And it's like, you know, that bullet between your two eyes. It's like she's got the gun and I could see her. She will not move her eyes from me and she scares me. I'm like, okay, I get it. What do we got to look at?
That's
open
hilarious.
My mind and let's get this out.
Sammy, welcome.
Hello.
Welcome.
We're not rocking headphones tonight. We're just talking.
We are having some fun.
I know. I was listening on the way here.
Oh, good. Good.
Yes. Okay. You guys sound phenomenal, by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah.
Oh, so
Kyle,
sweet.
You always sound good, so don't worry about it. I wasn't listening the last 5 minutes, just because I was trying to get like here.
Yeah.
But from everything that I was listening to, I wanted to backtrack just a little bit. You guys were talking about there's no black and white when it comes to, remind me?
When it comes to your ideas and your thoughts, it's either going to be the right choice or the wrong choice, the right mind or the left mind, the ego or the spirit. Mm-hmm. There's no in between.
Okay.
So who it's like that. I like the expression we used on the previously on our segment. Mm-hmm. It's either like that cartoon when you were raised, you know, it's either that little devil on your left or the angel on your right.
Okay,
Which are you going to be guided from? Which one? Whose hand are you going to hold? Mm. And that's pretty much it. A lot of people, or I'm going to say in my experience, I've heard expressions, even on my own children will tell me, Mom, you can't be so cut out and dry, black and white like that. Come on, there's middle ground. And I said, no, there ain't. There ain't. Mm. And if there is middle ground, then there's confusion. So you're going to tell me, and I sit them down, like, okay, we're good, you're black or white. And they walk away because they know we'll sit there for an hour. And they're like, nah, Mom, I don't want to do that with you right
See,
now.
I like that because I use that same analogy when it comes to like, okay, if you want to be like, if you want to party all the time or you want to be successful, right?
Yeah.
So you're either, if you want to be fit, it's either you're eating healthy or you're not. It's not, you can't have both because then you can't be both. You
That's
can't
correct.
Be two people or two things at the same time.
You can't.
Yeah.
And so. Just like we mentioned earlier on the other segment too, you can't be in the past and you can't be in the future. You got to mm-hmm. be here in the now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So
moments.
All of you listening, hang out and be here
yeah.
now.
And so your guys' main topic is about like inner peace, right?
Correct.
Is that what being in the presence is about?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because if you're outside of it, then you're not here.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah. And a lot of times when it comes to like me trying to figure my day-to-day process or like my tomorrow process, like I really have to like retract myself because then I'm already stressed. But it's like, what are you stressed about? It's like, there's nothing happening yet, you know? And I think that's such a big thing in today's society because, you know, a lot of people get anxiety. But then if you just, like, stop and think, like, okay, why do I have anxiety? It's because you're talking about the future. Or you're thinking about the future, at least.
Actually, I had a conversation with my son. He's going to college. He's also has a part-time job. And he was stressed. He was, like, stressed. And I said, honey, what's going on? And he's like, Mom, I just don't know. How many credits do I take? And I said, chill. Just take a deep breath. Mm. Let's just talk about this. And I had him do some breathing techniques just to kind of center yourself, babe, and just be present. And let's talk about this. Is it happening right now? And he looks at me. He's like, no. I said, okay, then just relax. And let's take this one day at a time. And then you'll know, let yourself be guided, and you'll figure this out. And that just relieved all that anxiety, all that stress. Okay. I said, there's no reason to be, you know, feeling all these emotions when they're not happening.
Right.
It's not happening. We get ourselves all worked up about a little
all
things.
The time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. We actually had a previous show where we talked about anxiety and depression the whole hour.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And you know, well, all right.
I will say something about what I learned from the Course of Miracles about the anxiety and depression. So depression is living in the past. Mm-hmm. So bringing your past in this moment. And anxiety is you don't trust. When you have anxiety, because you're in the future and you don't trust what's going to happen. Or you don't trust in your talents, or you don't trust in yourself. You're get out of the present moment. So this is like,
so inner peace heals and relieves both depression and anxiety, because really neither of those are true in the moment and in the now. It's all in your mind.
Right.
That's why it's a mental program.
So on the mental aspect, okay, we're in the now, right? But now we also have to talk about like the physical aspect, right? And you're talking about you sat down with your son and did like some breathing techniques. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are those breathing techniques?
It's just taking a deep breath in recognition of our spirit, because we are all part spirit and part human, body and soul. Mm-hmm. We can't separate either of the two, but we could focus on the spirit, and that's where living water is, your spirit. So when you get into your spirit and you breathe it in and you say, okay, Father, I'm here, I'm present. That's where your peace lies. And when it's a physical, I'm going to say illness, sickness, or ache, it's always an effect of the past. Mm-hmm. And you're like, why is my knee hurting? Oh, because I went and played volleyball the other day without proper clothing, or I didn't have the right footwear, or I was in the sand, or I was at the beach, and it's not because of the past. It's because you're using your past to explain your present. And it's usually not that. It's the ideas that you thought about what would happen in the past to the now. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was.
I could see you going. I can see your mind working. She's going.
My mind is working. Yes.
Hers moves 100 miles per hour. Mine moves 20 miles per hour.
That's all you guys are comparing.
Yeah. For example, what Lupita said about the knee is you have a belief that your knee can be
could hurt or get could hurt. Ache.
Yes, and you believe that. It's not about the what you play, what you do. It's nothing. It's always what you believe is the things that you're gonna happen. That's gonna happen.
What we've learned is that the body follows the mind. Mm-hmm. It never is body backwards. Okay. It's never the mind follows the body. It's always you always think about it first. Like, you know, we come from a Hispanic family. Like, don't be barefoot or you'll catch a cold.
Yeah.
I don't know where you come from or if you have a Hispanic
family. We stay
family.
Barefoot.
Do you?
Yeah, we stay barefoot.
But it's just a belief. But my son will be, he'll have ice when he has a cold in a cup. And he's like, because he's very scientific. He'll be like, oh, that's not true, Mom. That's just a myth. It's just the myth, not true. And he'll have a cup of ice and he'll have a cold and I go to the hospital and they'll give me ice when you believe, like, why are they giving me ice? I'm sick. And so it truly is a myth. It's a belief. Mm-hmm. But we believe that the Course is sharing the truth because it's always an idea prior to the effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always, there's this saying where...
is the body responding to our thoughts, not our body.
Responding to our mind.
How did you say this? You said it again. No es el cuerpo que domina la mente, sino la mente es que ordena el cuerpo.
She says the body doesn't order the mind. The mind dominates the body.
Yes. Yeah. But if you confuse yourself, you let the body, you confuse yourself with the body.
Mm. Correct. Because then you believe that it's not the ideas in your head. You believe that the body is just reacting. But the body reacts to what you believe and what you think. Mm. So we have the placebo effect. And scientific background on that, and then you also have the we've seen it all the time where doctors might get the wrong file, and they'll say, you know, you're sick, and then you were fine, and then you end up getting sick
because you're convincing yourself that you are.
Well, you're if somebody tells you, your professional person is telling you, you believe it.
Yeah.
And so there's a story I told once before. This guy, he got locked in inside a walk-in freezer. Okay.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, tell us.
It was at like 46 degrees. Okay, freezing point is 32. Okay, but it was at 46. And he was in there, I think, for like a full 24 hours. He got locked in there. Because he was at a restaurant or something, and then it closed, and he got locked in. Long story short, it's not even at freezing point, but he was telling himself, I'm freezing to death. I'm freezing to death. That was, like, just repeated in his mind. And he even, like, wrote it, you know, hopefully if someone finds it. And he died.
Right.
And then when they found the body, they were like, how did he freeze to death when it's only at 46 degrees?
Funny.
And it's because he trained, like, not trained himself, but he convinced himself that he was freezing to death.
Yeah.
See, the power of the mind.
Yeah.
That's why the mind is so powerful. Mm-hmm. And also our spirit lies in them, lies in our mind, and we're an extension of that power.
I always tell people, too, sorry to cut you off, Kyle.
Oh, you're good. Oh, we had a whole show on habits.
Yeah.
We actually had two shows on habits, good habits and bad habits.
Yeah. But what I tell people all the time is that your thoughts control your words, right? Your words control your actions. Your actions define your character. Your character defines your destiny.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So it all starts with the thought.
Correct.
Right?
And so that's why we try to get everyone to listen to their ideas and thoughts and take those ideas that are not in the right mind to the right mind to get corrected by the spirit that already lies in every human being. And as simple as that. Not religious. It's not religion. It has nothing to do with that. It's all about mind.
Yeah. And like for me, I would always just like, there was a point in time where I just started listening to my conscience.
Which is your spirit.
And every time I did, it put me on the better path.
Yay!
Welcome to our team. I will explain something that I understand about Albert Einstein.
Okay.
Yes, he said, there is nothing to change if there's no a move.
Movement?
Yeah, movement. And I said, okay, movement, there's nothing to change. But he was talking about the movement of our thoughts. If we keep a belief, there's nothing to change. You have this belief, and then you will live in the same repetition because you have this belief. But when he said a move, okay, I don't want this belief anymore. So something is going to change. It's not going to be in the same.
It's beautiful. It messes up the path. To create a new one, to the better one,
and
to the better one.
I really think that the choice of words are very powerful as well. So, like, let's say someone's like on a diet, right? And then they're at a restaurant, and they're like, "Oh, like if someone says, oh, you want dessert tonight?' And they're really craving dessert, and they say, "Oh, I can't have that." Well, really, what they should be saying is, "I don't want that." Because when you say, "I can't have that," that means you're restricted, and you still want it.
Yeah.
But if you tell yourself, "I don't want it," that's you being having the choice of freedom and saying, I don't want that.
You being in control and not letting someone else control your ideas.
Right.
Yeah. And that's where you gain back your power. Because if you give it away, then it's an excuse or it's a justification. And if it's an excuse, then you're not going to get to your goal. And if it's a justification, then you're just lying to yourself over and over, mm-hmm. making yourself believe that you want to do it, but you really aren't committed or want to change it.
Right. And like for people who like who don't smoke anymore, like mm-hmm. my lady has an app, but I'm not counting you in this one. for those who are like, oh, I am, you know, 24 days sober or I'm 30 days sober. Like if they really did quit, they would forget about keeping track.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Because who keeps track?
The ego.
Correct.
The what?
The ego.
The eagles?
The ego.
Oh,
our ego. Our ego. Our ego. She is an eagle anyway because she flies high. She flies very high. That's actually her mascot, the eagle.
All right, you guys. We are going to have to take a 5-minute break. So when we come back, though, we'll continue our this amazing conversation. So you guys are listening to Whatever Works on KCAA. We'll be back in 5 minutes, so stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. You guys listen to Whatever Works on KCAA.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood.
From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Day. Picture in your mind a 1-gallon milk jug. Got it? Now imagine 12 of them lined up on a table. That's how much water the average American is carrying inside their body. 12 gallons. That's a lot of water. Every day we're exhaling water vapor, sweating or excreting water, and if we don't drink water or eat watery foods to replenish it, in as few as 3 days, we'd be dead. Water is very much a life or death issue to all humans and all living creatures. But for the most part, we take it for granted. Often when that happens, it's because we have an abundance of something. But do we really? Sure, we live on a blue planet. Look at a photo taken from space, and it's easy to see that 70% of the Earth is covered in water. Take a closer look, though, and you'll see that number is misleading. Water, even groundwater, is really just on the surface of Earth. Oceans may seem deep to us, but they're incredibly shallow. Just a sliver-thin veneer compared to the massive diameter of the Earth. As a matter of fact, all the water on the entire planet would fit into a sphere the width of Texas. And the fresh water that we depend on is less than 1% of that. Fresh water is indeed a precious resource, and a topic you'll hear a lot more about on Earth Date. I'm Scott Tinker, and thanks for listening.
Earth Date is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin. Earth Date is researched by Julie Hennings, written by Harry Lynch, and distributed by Mark Blunt and Casey Walker. For more stories, follow us on Facebook or visit earthdate.org.
KCAA Radio has openings for 1-hour talk shows. If you want to host a radio show, now is the time. Make KCAA your flagship station. Our rates are affordable and our services are second to none. We broadcast to a population of 5 million people. Plus, we stream and podcast on all major online audio and video systems. If you've been thinking about broadcasting a weekly radio program on real radio plus the internet, contact our CEO at 281-599-9800. 281-599-9800. You can Skype your show from your home to our Redlands, California studio where our live producers and engineers are ready to work with you personally. A radio program on KCAA is the perfect work from home avocation in these stressful times. Just type kcaaradio.com into your browser to learn more about hosting a show on the best station in the nation or call our CEO for details. 281-599-9800.
Hey, Southern California, you know what's going on. It's my new hit show, The Scene with Doreen, and I'm your host, Doreen Taylor. Join me every week as I chat with my celebrity friends from TV, movies, music, theater, sports, and everything in between. We explore the lives and careers of some of the entertainment industry's biggest names, with some fun surprises, too. Tune in to The Scene with Doreen Tuesdays at 7 a.m. on KCAA Radio, 1050 a.m.
Hi, I'm Kaylee Spear, a licensed agent with Litchfield Insurance Associates here in Beaumont. A large portion of Americans don't have life insurance or don't have enough. Whether you need a temporary policy, something to help with income during retirement, or making sure your final expenses are taken care of, having life insurance is an act of love and security for your whole family. Having a local trusted agent makes navigating through the sometimes complex world of life insurance so much easier. And I would love to be the one to help you. I'm Kaylee Spear. For your free consultation, people are calling 951-769-0005. 951-769-0005.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Sunday. You're listening to Whatever Works on KCAA 1050 AM and Express 106.5 FM. I'm your host, Sam Works.
I'm Kyle Kerrigan.
And Lupe Garcia.
And Brenda Cruz.
And we also got Ferran in the building. Can't forget about Joe, our board op, and my beautiful lady, Ashley, here.
Yay. I'll just close this, yeah? Yeah, go right ahead.
All right, you're still working. Anyways, I came in a little late. I hope you guys didn't. I hope you guys stay tuned since the beginning. But if you did not, you can always go back and re-listen to the show by
KCAAWhateverWorks.com or KCAAradio.com.
Or you can YouTube. Find us on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, all that Apple good stuff. Music,
Audible.
Yes.
iHeart.
iHeart's another one, too. I know a lot of you guys listen to iHeart, so you guys listening to us. That's awesome.
KCA has an app now?
Yeah, KCA has an app.
So there's an app for KCA at the station.
Anywhere. Yeah. Very awesome.
So as long as you got Wi-Fi anywhere around the world, you can listen to us.
Yeah. There you go. But, you know, before we went on break, we're talking about so many things. And even when we're on break, we're talking about a lot of things. Yeah. And I just wanted to bring something up. On the break, you were talking about healing from your past. How does one heal from their past?
I don't know if you want
because
to. I'll tell you.
Okay, go ahead.
I got the answers.
Yes.
Well, I don't, but the spirit in me does. And I always say, you speak for me. And he usually does. He does a great job. Mm. I'm really proud of the dude. He hangs with me all the time. And the... what we have is, I'm going to say it's a weapon out of this world. It's the forgiveness prayer. Because what we do is we live our, what was your question again? We live our past all the time. How do we heal it? The only way to heal is to release it. Because it's usually a wrong perception of our inner child or our past. And that's why it's a mental program, because it brings health to our mind. It renews us. It brings us anew. And why? Because once you release it, then it can't hurt you anymore. Because it's usually a memory of fear, of pain, or suffering. But it was your perception. You seen it, and you felt it. So whose responsibility is it? Is yours.
So are you saying in order to heal from your past, you have to change your perception of the past?
Correct. But the only one who can do that, it would be the Holy Spirit that lies in you. So when you take that responsibility and you sit there and you recognize the ideas of your past and bring them forth, a lot of times they're in our subconscious, though, and we can't remember them. So that's why through therapy and guided therapy, we can get you to that state where the memory comes. Because really, we're doing guiding. We're not the healers. We're not the therapist. The therapist is the Holy Spirit in you. So if you and I were in a session, I would say what memory came to you, because I don't know your life. You know your life. Mm-hmm. But because we're connected and we have an extension of God in you and an extension of God in me, and the same spirit lies in both as children of God and as the Christ or the body of Christ or the filiation, or if you want to say the quantum mind, we are one. So when the idea or the memory comes to you, then we look at it. And then we become guided by the Holy Spirit. And then you're able to release it, give it, and he takes it and removes it completely. And I was just sharing that in the other hour where you've seen the picture of the expansion of ideas where they're rooted. It looks like a little tree in your mind or a little tree in your brain. Mm-hmm. And there's roots and they kind of grow. They look like branches going everywhere. Well, when this memory or idea gets lifted and removed by the Spirit completely and truth is put in replacement, then you feel true freedom, true peace, and true liberation. Mm. And that's the only way to do it. But it is out of the world because we wouldn't be able to do it ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, we all had, like, past troubles and, you know, all of us, we think about the past.
I think the whole world do. Being on Earth. Inner child or traumas, I think.
Right. Yes. And, like, no matter how hard some people think about it or how hard they want to accept it or find closure, which I think is the problem. It's like, I ask, you know, God and every time to like heal me from this situation or this thought or like this feeling or this emotion. And, you know, it feels good at the moment, but then it always somehow creeps back. And I feel like it's because I haven't fully accepted it or haven't fully changed my perception. Like, this is the first time I'm hearing, like, in order to heal, you change your perception.
Yeah.
Like, it was always like forgiveness. Right. And I was like, I heard that before. I watched Bob Marley.
That is, you know what? And he was an amazing teacher. I read his quotes. He's beautiful. My son is a fan.
Yeah. And the only reason why I say that, I bring that up, is because if you guys haven't seen the movie, so the guy comes in and he shoots Bob Marley. And when Bob Marley came back to his hometown, the guy was there. And he was like apologizing and he was crying. He was like, okay, the only way you can, like, I already forgave myself. It's you have to forgive yourself. You know what I mean? That's the only way.
And that is the forgiveness of the Course. So basically, if she did anything to me or I did anything to her, it's not go back and find who you harmed and tell them you're sorry. Because that person's perception could have been like, oh, I didn't even know you did anything to me. Because I've done that before. I remember, you know, I'm Catholic. I went to confession and he said, do the five fingers. You go back and you say, you know, I'm sorry for what I did. So I found them people. And I said, I started texting them and telling them. And my cousin's like, girl, you didn't do anything to me. And I said, no, but I feel really bad because I did this. And I start crying and I'm like really deep going in there, you know, saying, I'm going to do this right. I'm going to really. She looks at me and she says, I never even recognized that you harmed me in any way, that you did anything wrong. So I don't know what you're talking about. I felt so stupid. I just felt like, why did I do this? Yeah. And now when I recognize the forgiveness program here with this prayer, it's not about the other person. It's about you because you're the one who lived it that way.
Right.
Are you sure?
I want you to share. Huh?
She's got so much to say, too.
I know. The quiet ones always do. That's why I'm like, oh, yeah.
I'm listening.
Right, are you sure? Take turns. I want to hear.
Yeah, go ahead. Besides. You want to share again?
Oh, okay. So what Lupe said is never. It's the other one doing it to you something. It's never, never. Because we have the power to choose how I want to feel. Mm-hmm. Yes, are you okay
correct
with this? Mm-hmm. You choose if you want to be okay or feeling happy, or you choose if you want to feel guilty. It depends what thought let you come in your mind. Mm-hmm. So when you said heal, how can we heal the past? Mm-hmm. We cannot heal the past because we cannot go to the past. The past doesn't exist. Do you understand that?
I completely understand that.
Yes. The only thing that exists is this infinite moment. Okay. But our thought or the ego let us think that it's something in the past and we are complaining about our father, our family, our friends, and everybody. But it's nothing. It's nothing right there. It's what I believe. Lupe said, take responsibility. In one part of my life, I didn't want to take responsibility. I wanted to say, yes, it was my mom and my dad. They did not get married.
Take the victim role.
The victim. So, and the movement that I said, the thugs, I said, no, it's not because of, because when I said it was my mom and my dad, I'm telling, it's because God. And I'm in disorder. Mm-hmm. I'm telling God is the culpable.
Yeah, he's the one at fault.
He's the guilty one of this. And no, God created us with all happiness, all peace, everything. Mm-hmm. But we came to this illusion and we start to taking things, and how do you say, como haciendo mi muñeco?
Jumble it all up.
She's bringing in ideas from everywhere, mm-hmm. and creating her own image.
And defending my image.
And you brought up image,
and God didn't say, okay, believe this and this. No, I start believing that and constructed this woman with thought that I needed to be married, needed to have a child, to have a lot of money.
So she created her own world.
And then I fighting with all those things. But it was not God. It was not my mom. It was not my dad.
It was they never, Brenda.
it was me. My dad never told me, oh, go with this guy. They're not in this moment. It was me. And God didn't say to me, okay, go with this man. No, it was my decision. Right. God didn't tell me, oh, say this or that. No, it was my decision the whole time. So now it's my time to forgive because I believe all those things in my life.
So it's really not forgiving the people. It's really forgiving the idea I had about circumstances or what I thought of that person. So it's not, it's forgiving the ideas of my perception that I created in my head over you and you and you before I met you.
Right.
Like I immediately, oh, she seems nice. or she looks conceited. Like, who is this girl? So, but we're already going. Our mind is going a miles per hour judging people we don't even know. And circumstances as well.
Yes. But I have 4 years training my mind to release all those. But this very, very interesting what you ask. How can we release the past? Because if you are in this time that you don't know the right forgiveness or you don't know who you truly are, you are in struggling with something that, trust me, feel the hate, but a hate that you want to kill. I feel it. I want to kill. I want to destroy. I want to everything. I don't care.
She's very passionate.
Through my kids.
Yes. All things.
Yes, I feel it. And I said, okay. What is happening? I can't stop this. I think I hate with a deep, deep emotion of hating. Yeah. And it was the disorder from God, mom, and me. I was in a grown place. I was taking God place because I was, you have to do this. You are not doing that. You
and
are
that's what we bring to bear.
I was doing this in my life, so I was taking God. I was taking my mom and my dad place because I said, you know what? I can do it better than you guys, and I'm going to do it. And then it was a big mistake, and now I need to do, mom, dad.
I honor you.
I'm sorry. I honor you.
Let me humble myself.
Yes.
And that's what we do with
God. And you, probably you feel it when I said it right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because this is the order. God, my mom, that I put a letter from God, and I'm your child, mom and dad. I'm not going to take your spot.
Yeah, when I was studying
this is the freedom.
Psychology and specifically PTSD, you think of PTSD like a VCR. Do you guys remember VCR?
I do.
It was, you know, it's one tape going in one direction and reversing. And so it's the issue is we're trying to relive what we went through to fix it instead of going outside of that perspective. And so it's a lot of that specific therapy is finding outside perspective and realizing that you're wrong and admitting that you're wrong in the thoughts that you had at that past moment. And then now you can kind of rewrite your own history, whether you root it in God or you even tell the truth to yourself. It's breaking that VCR, because now there's different types of media, and now you can replay it and retailer it to any moment. It doesn't have to, your life doesn't have to be a VCR, right?
And actually, I'm reaching out to psychologists to put this therapy in place, because imagine the good it would do.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and remember that the writer is it was a psychologist.
Correct. Helen Schuchman. Oh yes, this was a course dictated to Helen Schuchman. She is a psychologist in Columbia University in New York. Yeah. Because her and her. Her as a doctor, as a psychologist, and Will Thefford, which was her right hand, they both of them being doctors, wanted to find a different way. And she started actually listening to a voice that dictated this entire course to her. And she asked, "Who is it?" And he says, "I'm Jesus." And I take it as a truth, because it's transformed my life. And if you live it out and you recognize that that really took a different path, you know, and it really works.
Yes.
Right.
It's here for a reason.
Sorry. In any text in the Course of Miracles, it's telling us that we are small and fake. No, it's telling that we have the power, that we are one, that we are unified.
Well, you mentioned identity, and the whole root of the course is recognize your true identity. So you can take back the control of your spirit and recognize yourself as a spirit and not as a body, where the only one that can get confused, sick, and die is your body. But your spirit is eternal, everlasting, living, and can expand and can produce only good. But yet every time we wake up, we're like, oh, we're late. Oh, we can't get there. Oh, all these voices that tell us that we're no good. And we take them as a truth when it's not a truth.
Right.
Because we were made from perfection, so we are perfect.
Now, the body is not.
Yeah. Right. The body is not. See, that's the difference. There's no glorifying ourselves. It's glorifying the spirit.
The right teacher, it's going to be the perfect. It's going to be. They want to follow the perfect guide.
Yeah, I always
tell. Guia. How do you say that?
The perfect guide.
Oh, okay. It's okay. Hey, feeling good.
All right, you guys. Unfortunately, we have to end our show, but we'll always be back every Sunday at 7 p.m. Thank you, ladies, for being our guests on the show. Really appreciate it. And I hope everyone took a little something out of it. And, you know, stay tuned for the Farhan Show at 8 o'clock, guys. Be safe. Happy Sunday. This is Whatever Works on KCAA. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Everyone falls down sometimes. The most diversified radio station on the dial, KCAA. This segment sponsored by our friends at the all-new Sammy's Restaurant. Sammy.
You know?